number 25-1031 CV, Louis Liu versus Kathleen Hochul et al. I understand everyone is present. Why don't we hear from Mr. Liu?
Yes.
Yeah. So I don't know if you've the courtroom deputy has showed, but it's your turn. You can come up to the podium. And this goes for everybody who's arguing today. There's a little black switch on the side of the podium, and it raises and lowers the podium. Get it to a level that's comfortable. Maybe the security officer can help. And then make sure that you point the microphone directly towards you so we can hear every single word that you are saying. And Mr. Liu, I understand you would like to reserve a minute of your time for rebuttal. Is that right?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, so you can proceed whenever you're ready, sir.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the court. My name is Louis Liu, plaintiff, appellant, appearing pro se. This question, this case presents two fundamental questions. First, once a state chooses to allocate presidential electors through a popular election, must that allocation be subject to the Constitution? Second, under winner-take-all, every vote is counted at stage one tabulation, but not every vote counts at stage two allocation. Thus, the Constitution permits 3.6 million or 44% of our New York voters to be assigned zero electoral weight in electing the only national office. Respectfully, plaintiff submits that the answer to the first question is yes. The answer to the second question is no. Under Mandel, defense relies on Williams. Under Mandel was Bradley. Williams controls only the precise issues presented and necessarily decided. And secondly, a grant of authority is not a grant of immunity from the rest of the Constitution.
Well, Mr. Liu, you're
yes, Your Honor.
Very well prepared. It's very impressive. And I think you're right in terms of saying that we're bound by the issues that were necessarily decided and presented. What, in your view, were those issues?
Thank you, Your Honor. The district court itself announced that actually Williams did not address plaintiff's claims on First Amendment or due process. And also, there's no controlling Second Circuit precedent on those two challenges. Also, Williams predated plaintiff's equal protection claim on two-stage voting under Folsom, Burns, and Bush was Gore.
Mr. Liu, there may not be any Second Circuit controlling precedent, but there are several other circuits that have ruled on the question and gone against the position that you take?
Yes, Your Honor. Plaintiff announced the other court's decision, and they deserve consideration. However, those court's decisions are not controlling on this court. Plaintiff respectfully asked this court to conduct its own Mandel analysis of what actually precise issue decided by Williams, and they should not. And the Williams decision should not be extended beyond the precise issue it actually decided.
Mr. Liu, since you clearly thought very carefully about these things, let me ask you this idea. You say that because those voters who cast their votes in the minority within a state, because the other candidate gets all of the electoral votes, their votes are, as you say, not counted, right? Would you take the same position for the election of a senator from every state, that because everyone in the state votes for someone, but a minority doesn't win, that their votes are not being counted? What's the difference between having your vote not counted or just losing the election? What's the difference?
Thank you, Your Honor. The distinction is between electing one single office and allocating multiple member electors. According to Folsom versus Dorsey and Burns versus Richardson, the Supreme Court recognized that a multi-member electoral system may violate equal protection when that system minimizes or cancels out the voting strength of racial or political elements of the voting population. Furthermore, under Bourgeois score, the court established that equal weight for every vote, equal dignity for every voters. And once a franchise is granted on presidential elections, then equal protection applies to the manner of it exercise.
Okay.
And the state may not arbitrarily through and disparate treatment value one more over the other.
Okay, we've kept you up a little long, but you still reserved a minute for rebuttal.
Yes.
Why don't we hear from counsel for the other side? And then, Mr. Dew, if there's anything you'd like to respond to afterwards, you'll get the last word, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We have Samantha Neal appearing for the appellee.
Good morning, Your Honors, and may it please the court. Samantha Neal for the state defendants. This court should dismiss the complaint on either of two grounds. First, the case is moot because the complaint, by its terms, seeks to enjoin the state's use of the winner-take-all system in an election that has passed. Second, and in any event, plaintiff's constitutional claim has been foreclosed, as this court pointed out, by the Supreme Court and every circuit court to consider the issue since. The plaintiff's theory that the Constitution prohibits the state of New York to adopt an approach that dates back to the very first presidential election and is currently used in all but two states ignores two centuries of electoral practice and binding Supreme Court precedent. And the plaintiff offers no valid justification for deviating from that settled law and practice.
Could you address Mr. Liu's argument that his due process and First Amendment claims are distinct and were not covered by Williams? Would you address that point?
So that is correct, that Williams only addressed the Equal Protection Clause issue, but the district court properly dismissed the First Amendment and substantive due process claims as duplicative of the equal protection theory insofar as the theory is vote dilution. And simply because the plaintiff puts a different constitutional label on it doesn't add any additional color to the claim. So they were properly dismissed as duplicative. So turning to the plaintiff's theory that that the winner-take-all system dilutes somehow the force of his vote, I wanted to point out that unlike the cases cited by the plaintiff, so that's Bush, Gray, the Westbury line of cases, the winner-take-all system does not, unlike in those cases, inherently favor or disfavor any class of voters. Instead, as Judge Nardini pointed out, every qualified person in the winner-take-all system gets one vote. Each vote is tallied up equally, and the candidate who happens to win that simple majority earns the state's electors. And as the Williams Court made clear, in a democratic society, the majority must rule. And that's precisely the case in the system that we have here. The bottom line is that what plaintiff's theory is essentially a call for proportional partisan representation. But the Supreme Court has made clear as recently as 2019 in the Rucho case that the Constitution does not guarantee proportional partisan representation or political success. Article 2, Section 1 of the Constitution commits plenary authority to the states to determine their own methods for allocating electoral votes. And pursuant to and consistent with that delegation, the New York State Legislature set up the winner-take-all system. I also want to touch briefly on the mootness point. We do believe that insofar as the complaint only limits the relief that it seeks to the 2024 election, which has obviously passed, we believe that this case is on all fours with the Strunk case that this court previously decided. And for that reason, the case should be dismissed as moot. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mr. Liu, you have 1 minute for rebuttal. Since you're the appellant, I'll give you the last word. So if there's any additional thoughts that you have, this is your time to share them.
Thank you, Your Honor. To respond to our defense, first of all, Moore versus O'Jerry held that an election challenge after the election was over is not moot because the burden still remains and control the future elections. So the injury is capable of repetition yet evading review. Number two, Giuliano versus Washington held that state has a far-reaching authority, however, still subject to constitutional constraint. And in footnote four, it clearly says that state cannot select electors in a manner violate equal protection clause. Your Honor, Madison, winner takes all has no textual basis in the Constitution. Our founding father, the father of a Constitution, Madison, explained in his letter 1823 to George Hay that the district mode was mostly, if not exclusively, preferred when the Constitution was framed and adopted and only replaced by general ticket system because the state competed for political advantage. So therefore, winner take all is not a constitutional command.
Thank you. Plaintiff. Mr. Liu, I gave you a little extra time at the beginning.
Thank you.
But I think we have your point and we have your papers. We will review all of this. And obviously, we don't decide the case right now, but we will upon conferring and further examination of the papers, there will be a written ruling that will issue from this court in the future, as with all the cases that we're about to hear today. So we thank you very much.